When did you first train to be a lithographer and where were you living then?
I was living in Amsterdam. I was 12 years old. And in Holland, then that first schooling is 6 years and it ends then, and then you go to a higher school. I hated learning and being in school, so I was a bit of a problem. I didn't have a father. My mother and I had a sister, 6 years younger. So I was going to be the one after schooling to decide what do you want to be. And I didn't know that either. Because I was a bit of a dreamer and I liked art. And then my mother came home one day and said, I think I have found something that you like. Because we also have schools that are on a mechanical level. Yeah, technical colleges, yeah, where you learn. And I had thought about that, but I didn't know anyone trade that I wanted to be. Then my mother came home, had been somewhere and heard about the Amsterdam Graphic School. And I was just in time to do the exam for that. It sounded to me, well, okay, let's try that. During that exam, you have to fill in what you wanted to be, because there's many crafts and things that you can learn at the graphic school. And I didn't know one. So one teacher said, don't worry about that. Don't write it on top of it. We'll sort that out. Okay. So I went on holidays. When I came back, I had a note that I was accepted at the Amsterdam Graphic School in the trade of steendrukken, stone printing. Now, what is stone printing? You know, steendrukken.
So they made that decision for you.
They made a decision for me, exactly. Lots of things have happened in my life like that. So after the holiday was over for a month, I came to the graphic school. When the door opened and I walked in, there were all these hand presses. And at the back of the class, there was this big rack full of stones. I said, there are stones. No. And yeah, and there was this old teacher. So that is like 4 years of graphic school. When I came home, of course, my mother said, and how do you like it? I said, it's fabulous. I loved it. And I've always loved it. I had something to do and it was, nothing is the same. And something happened, and then a very interesting thing happened. In the last year, a small group of artists from Amsterdam had made contact with my old teacher or with the graphic school, and they came to my old teacher, and they asked if they could do something in lithography. So then this teacher said, well, see if he can organize that. So then he asked in my class was then 6 students that learned that. Because I think other students had known that trade would sort of disappear. So he asked, any one of you want to be a volunteer for 1 or 2 nights teaching artist or doing some printing? I said, me? Because the future didn't look so good to me, because I knew that there was following offset had already established. I didn't want to be an offset printer. I didn't learn lithography to become an offset printer. Working for those artists later, that was for me was just fantastic. Etching things for them and printing for them. And the enthusiasm. They were not business people, they were artists, they were different. And years later, that I actually found somebody in Los Angeles had just set a shop that was also in that Time magazine, and I was probably one of his first printers there. Yeah.
So for people who don't understand the process of lithography, give us a little simple step-by-step process how to actually make a lithographic print.
Lithography is totally based on water and grease don't like each other. So if an artist works on either a lithographic stone or later aluminium plates can be grained, and an artist can work on that with a greasy pencil or with greasy ink, and the stone or the plate take that grease and keep it there. So the image is made with greasy stuff, let's say, either ink or crayon. If the artist is finished with his work, the preparation then of that drawing is such that the plate is made water-holding. The grease now sits there on a plate. You make the plate water-holding, and after the preparation with a little bit, a couple of drops of acid, is prepared, and that ink then is washed off, then it can be rolled up with a roller with greasy ink. What happens then, if I dampen the plate, I don't wet it, but I dampen it with a sponge, if I then roll up the plate, the drawing takes and the plate doesn't. So after the thing is well inked, then a piece of paper is laid on it, it goes through a press, and then the print is lifted off.
Now, there's so many things that can go wrong with these processes at a number of different stages, isn't there?
There are quite a number of things that can, muck it up. But,
So getting a successful print at the end is actually quite an achievement, to get one beautiful lithographic print.
It's quite a thing, because you can ink it with not enough ink, then the print comes off a bit, irregular and not so good. You can over-ink it, then it's too black.
So all of this means, when we're looking at a lithographic print, it's something that is very intensively handmade, isn't it?
It's totally, totally handwork. Everything is done by hand.
It's very much a close collaboration between
yourself
and the artist.
It's a very close collaboration, yes. My feeling about it in words has always been, I'm like water. I'm just like water. I float along. And what happens, happens.
The current exhibition that's here in Byron Bay, which contains over 30 Lloyd Rees lithographs, how's the general public been receiving that?
Well, I can only say wonderful, fantastic. Never expected that. Very, very, very good. Yeah. And I've learned a lot from that, from meeting people that like it, and quite a few people from the first week, of course, have bought, and I never expected that either. Because it was, for my feeling, black and white, and so many people don't even know who Lloyd Rees is.
Mm,
well,
we do.
but maybe so, yeah. Well, I found out that isn't so, yeah. Yeah, the reception of this exhibition has been excellent, And some people came to me, one woman said to me, "Geez, nice that you brought that to Byron." I said, "Well, I'm happy about it too."
Fred, you've still got one small press left in your possession.
Yeah.
And you're thinking of perhaps passing on some of your skills locally, aren't you, now that you live at Possum Creek?
Yeah, I've given that to a woman called Fleur. And she's going to set up a shop in Byron Bay. And I'm going to help her set it up. And she's a pretty good printer. She was an apprentice for a short while with me. And I hope that she becomes so good that she can make some money with it. And that then could be what you asked me. That could be where lithography comes alive again. There would be another printer.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. If I can be helpful in that, yeah, I love to do this, yeah. So, yeah, Byron Bay, yeah.